Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by just upon a smile.
From a wild world to a simple road singer, it's the return of Cat Stevens, sort of. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today on the show, it's take two of our interview with the British singer-songwriter Yusuf Islam, formerly known as Cat Stevens. And a little bit later, the Chicago-based band Tortoise revolutionized instrumental rock. They'll play live for us. But first, in the 70s, Cat Stevens achieved pop stardom with songs like Peace Train, Moonshadow, and this one, Wild World. But in 1977, he converted to Islam, changed his name to Yusuf Islam, and virtually disappeared from the world of pop music. He made his first comeback in 2006. He's now releasing his second album under his new name. The record is called The Road Singer, to warm you through the night. And it might remind you a bit of Cat Stevens.
As I neared the bridge, two soldiers stood and stared. No one passes by us, but hey. You're welcome here.
I spoke to Yusuf Islam from a studio in London earlier this month. Part of this interview we've already aired on the show, but now we bring you that conversation in its entirety. And I started by asking Yusuf why he stopped playing, or if he ever did, and why he came back.
In a way, my life was, you know, right up until 1977. It was all about music, you know, but there was something else going on in my life at the same time. And that was like a sincere kind of like search, you know, an internal search for that elusive peace, happiness thing that we all, you know, dream about one day finding. And anyway, so I never thought I'd kind of come across it in my lifetime. I thought maybe after, you know, I leave this world. But anyway, and then I found some explanations, you know, coming from perhaps a little bit of an unexpected direction. But anyway, I said, wow, this is great. This is what I've been looking for. Now I realize that, you know, I've been singing about this for so long. Perhaps time was now, in fact, to start living it, you know, and that's really where I got off.
So, but you say that up until that point, music was your whole life. How were you able to just sort of stop on that and stay away from it for so long?
Well, you know, beauty comes in different forms, and I think music has that aesthetic, you know, essence of beauty. But, you know, life itself can be beautiful. If you get off, you know, sometimes a train, you know, it looks great. You know, get off and look around at the land. Take a little time to experience, you know, the fields, the sky, breathe, look at the animal. Everything comes to life. And I think that's what I did, because I've been in a kind of a cocoon for so many years, being a pop star, so-called, you know, since the age of 18. I didn't have any other view apart from being on that kind of train. You know, and this was a time for me to jump off. So music then became, music, if you like, became living, mm-hmm. You know, and it's just a different word for harmony.
And what has gotten you back on that train?
Well, you know, many things. I think one of them being the fact that, you know, the world was looking like, you know, it was heading for an abyss. There was a chasm, you know, growing between, if you like, the Muslim world, because I'd become a Muslim, you know, and, you know, well, I became a Muslim when there was no headlines about Islam,
sure.
You know, at that time. Yeah. And, but, you know, now there was all these headlines. Suddenly it's getting worse and worse and worse. And suddenly there was this polarity. And, of course, 9/11 happened. And then I said, hold it. This is what's going on here. And so the first time I sang Peace Train, you know, mm-hmm. I did it without a guitar. But again, I realized how important, you know, my message was and can still be to this world. And I think at this particular time, now we've seen what can happen, the feeling of hope that grows with the new face, you know, in the White House. It was the right time, because I was there before Obama. But anyway.
Right. You came back in 2006, was it? With
2006, that's right. And in fact, I arrived in the U.S. on the election day, November the 7th. I couldn't believe it. There it was, front page. Obama, you know.
We're speaking with Yusuf, the artist formerly known as Cat Stevens. There is a kind of an almost early Cat Stevens sound to the new record called The Road Singer. Was that intentional on your part?
It was semi. It was just me reclaiming, if you like, a home ground. Because that's kind of like where I really sprung into, people's consciousness. That was back in 1969, where I began with Mona Bone Jack, and then I did Tea for the Tillerman. And what I actually had done was to strip everything down to the bare essentials of the song, with me and guitar, because that's how I normally write a song, you know. Mm-hmm. And in a way, I just went back there, went back to simplicity. And so it's kind of bound to sound the same, if you like.
Well, in a song called The Rain, you make sort of biblical references. People will be scouring your lyrics for any kind of religious inferences and messages. Will they find them in Road Singer?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, you know, the word religion has its own connotations. Mm-hmm. But if you look at spirituality and questions and, you know, life and anything that happens in life, it's all to do with, you know, how you perceive it. But in the end, rain hits us all, you know. I mean, the sun, when it's there, makes us happy. And, you know, if you look at the story of Noah, it's the story of mankind. You know, when people were getting so much into themselves, becoming greedy, if you like, and turning away from a divine purpose, then, you know, things started happening in the world. And guess what? There's a flood. And guess what? You know, a lot of people, whether you believe it was all the world or not, that's another question. We don't have to go into that because, you know, it can be said that perhaps it was a certain area of the world where civilization was thriving at the time. But anyway, something did happen. And that was reality. That wasn't just religion.
Well, here's the song. It does have a somewhat darker cast than much of the rest of the album, Road Singer, by Yusuf. The song is called The Rain.
Everybody's thinking about the rain. Wonder if the sun is gonna come again. Ooh, things are looking bad. Everybody in the world, in the world, looking so sad. Everybody's thinking about the storm. Everybody's thinking about the storm. Wonder where all the good weather's gone. Oh, things are looking bad. Everybody in the world's looking so sad.
That song is called The Rain. My guest is Yusuf Islam, formerly Cat Stevens. And his new album is called Road Singer, to warm you through the night. And he's joining us from a studio in London. You mentioned also some of your early songs, including Tea for the Tillerman. How did you feel when the comedian Ricky Gervais, flush with the success of The Office, started his new series, Extras, and used that song in its entirety, its 80-second entirety, as the closing music for his TV series?
Well, I was elated, mainly because everyone was saying how great he was. And I said, well, I haven't seen this guy. Then I started watching it, and I thought, this guy's brilliant. You know, he's a new sense of humor added to the, you know, the list of kind of quirky, you know, British seritists, you may say. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the other point was, a very important point, I think, was when he was asked what song would he take on a desert island with if he only had one song. And the amazing thing was, he picked one of my favorite songs, and that's called Lily White. And I was so impressed with that. I was more impressed with that, I think, than the Tillerman.
Back upon the mended road, taking time to check the dial, and the lily white, I never knew her name, but she'll be passing my way sometime again.
looking back now as Yusuf at the early Cat Stevens work, does that seem like the work of a different person to you somehow?
No. I mean, you know, our biological, you know, frame, you know, changes every 7 years, whatever. But ultimately, your heart and your conscience doesn't really, you know, go away from its original goal. And so, therefore, when you hear me today, you'll probably hear the same kind of nuances and meanings and messages and pulses, you know, that I've carried with me all my life. And that's really one of the reasons, I suppose, why I'm back again, because, you know, in the space of absence and not being there, not being able to answer for myself, a lot of people make up stories. Mm-hmm. So why not, you know, let people hear the real thing? Yeah.
And will we hear the real thing? Will you actually be touring to support the Road Singer record?
I haven't got big plans for that, although I'm being asked, you know, every day almost to do something, you know, like that. But in fact, I did recently just come back from now the States and from L.A. I did a special gig there for, you know, a private invited audience. But it was so great. I must admit, it inspired me. But, you know, it's kind of heavy work. And I've got a lot of other plans. But along the way, I will be, I'll be touring.
And will you be going, dipping into some of the Cat Stevens, the back catalog?
Oh, yeah, like I did in L.A., you know, mm-hmm. I did, in fact, Lily White. I said this is one of my favorite songs. And then I went into Don't Be Shy, because that was another song that was linked to that one. And I did, you know, Where the Children Play, Father and Son, Wild World. Although Wild World is a new version, I've got some Zulu lyrics, which I added to it along the way. But, you know, I turned it slightly different into a Brazilian sort of South African sound. But anyway, and Peace Train, you know, which is usually the closer.
Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Yeah, I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Come on, the peace train. It's peace train, holy roller.
Everyone jump upon the peace train.
That's the song Peace Train by my guest Cat Stevens, now known as Yusuf Islam. I saw you on the Stephen Colbert show, and you were talking about how, you know, the Muslim greeting, salam, it literally means peace.
Exactly.
Something you, a wish you greet everybody with.
Exactly. And if you read the Bible, you know, you read some of the passages, you'll see that Jesus, when he, well, you know, was walking through the mark, he would say, peace be with you. I mean, that's the constant a continuum of the message, I believe, of the spiritual message that was brought by all the great teachers of truth and spirituality. And, you know, we just got to get back to that, away from the political periphery, you know, where everything goes wrong, and get back to where it's all right, you know, and that's where it starts.
My guest is Yusuf, Yusuf Islam, formerly Cat Stevens. Yusuf, with the new record, Road Singer, let me ask a couple of name questions. First of all, why just use Yusuf rather than Yusuf Islam, which we had just, you know, been becoming accustomed to?
Yeah, well, Yusuf is my first name. You know, what I get kind of slightly irked about is when I read an article and it says, Islam says blah, blah, and Islam says, hang on, you know, it's a big responsibility, you know. And in a way, when you talk to someone, I don't speak, you know, I you'd expect someone to call you by the first name. That to me is, you know, it's friendship. It's
right.
A sign
right.
of friendship. And I think that's what I wanted to get on to is a kind of a more of a personal relationship plateau again, rather than the kind of the stigmatized name which Islam unfortunately had become. So I wanted just to go back to Yusuf. Yeah, in the old days I was Cat Stevens, by the way, and then, of course, you know, but if anyone called me Cat, you know, it meant he was out of the circle.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know? So I made my second name Stephen, which was my first name, and it's a kind of complicated story, but in the end it worked out.
And so now it's simply Yusuf. Islam, as you say, is still kind of there is this all sorts of connotations attached to that word now here in the States. Is it any different in the UK, where there has long been a sizable Muslim population?
Yes, I think the press generally and maybe the political landscape here has been different for a while, you know, and there's been an effort, I think, to become more inclusive. For instance, you know, we run, in fact, I run some Muslim schools, and we were the first British government-funded Muslim school. You have all these Christian schools, you know, Catholic, Church of England, you have Jewish schools, Methodist schools, and there wasn't a Muslim school on the horizon. So, we began that process, and the last government, and in fact, this government, come to think of it, was a different leader, but we're the first, you know, to actually accept it and become more inclusive. And that's a big change. If you go even to Scotland Yard, you'll see that there's a special Muslim dress that they've given to Muslim police women. You know, I mean, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. It means it's respect. You know, obviously, you know, everybody has to conform to the general rules of the society, and that's what everybody wants. But because that brings about the peace and balance of the society. But, you know, giving people their own chance to express themselves personally, culturally, has been something I think Britain has done very well. America has done it too, but somehow there has been this polarization, as I say, and perhaps that was, created by a certain political view in America, perhaps very right-wing view. I don't know. But anyway, it was unfortunate.
Well, and you mentioned Obama before, and of course, during the campaign, there were, you know, these questions. Is he a hidden Muslim? As if that would have been cause to not elect the man president. But on the other side, we learned just a few days ago that, you know, there are plans afoot to make the first Muslim university here in the United States, a fully accredited, you know, sort of along the lines of what you're talking about there in the UK. Do you think things are changing?
Things are changing. And believe me, if you were to listen to some of the conversations, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how Muslims view the West. I mean, to be honest, some people have said, you know, well, I went to the West. You know what? I found Islam, but I didn't find Muslims. Hmm. You know, and I went to, the Muslim world, and I found Muslims. I didn't find Islam. You know, because Islam is a kind of this commodity, which is to do with balance within the society. When you don't have that, that means Mislam. You know, you've missed it. But it doesn't mean Muslim. That's the other point. And I was very fortunate at one time, you know, in my life to come across Islam and not necessarily Muslims. Every Muslim would agree with that. So, you know, but everybody's got to try to understand each other a bit better. And there are great common grounds. And I think in America, you know, the whole spirit of having all the different people from the world coming to one place, living together, and doing business and having it, trying to look for the best way of life, trying to enjoy that. It has the right ingredients, you know, but unfortunately, if it's taken too far right or too far the other way, whatever, you know, then you find that some people will suffer. And in this case, the Muslims have suffered.
We're speaking with Yusuf Islam. His new album is called Road Singer. I said, Yusuf, I had a couple of name questions. One is about the name of the record. Why Road Singer?
Well, he came out with the song, you know, the song came by itself, if you like. It was one of those, I had a picture in my mind of this kind of figure like a Clint Eastwood, you know, walking into town with a guitar, you know, and people shutting their doors and sending out the dogs to bark and the kids banging cans. And then I had this other little picture of which I think is the most important part, where this little girl, you know, likes his song, comes out, listens, and then runs back inside, and then from behind a window draws a little heart as a message saying, you know, I like your song. You know, and that's that. In a way, it's about prejudice. So there are kind of metaphors, you know, in the songs, and Road Singer is kind of metaphor for some of the things that I've gone through.
Where do you go? Where do you go when hearts are closed? When a friend becomes a stranger, nobody wants to know. Where do you go? Where do you go when the world turns dark?
and the light of truth is blown out, and the roads are blocked. He stopped by a stove, between the barrels and sacks. A child's face peeped out and gave a smile, and ran back. Behind a misty glass, on the window pane, a little finger drew a perfect heart and a name.
That is the title track from the album Road Singer, the latest from Yusuf. Yusuf Islam, formerly Cat Stevens, and currently my guest on Soundcheck today. And Yusuf, you've been working on a musical for a number of years called Moonshadow. Some of the songs on this album are drawn from that musical, right?
That's right. In fact, many of my sort of inspirations have come in the process of writing this musical. It's a great story. You know, it's a story of a world, again, a metaphor, if you like, a world similar to ours. But the thing is, there's no day. It's only nighttime, and there's only a moon to provide light. So people are kind of constantly engaged in the struggle for earning money to pay for light and heat. And there's this one boy, called Stormy, who has this amazing dream of this other world where there's a golden ball of light. You know, it's suspended in midair, which provides light and heat to everybody for free. And it's a story about his search for that world and the moon shadow, his moon shadow, that helps him kind of, like his conscience, to try and get there, although he has all these problems on the way because there's so many distractions as he leaves his home. The wild world, if you like, opens up, and he has to engage in all these entanglements. But it's a great story, and I've been writing it now for the last 7 years, and a lot of the songs, about four songs on the album, come from Moonshadow.
And is this coming to will this be coming to the West End there in London?
Yeah, we're hoping to get it on, early next year. And that's the plan. We've got everything geared up now and set designs, costumes, all that stuff. But the script was the most important thing. And that, I think, we ticked off early this year.
Well, Yusuf, best of luck with that. It sounds like a concept album.
Well, if there's nothing else, it's going to be a concept album.
Okay. The musical is called Moonshadow. The new album is Road Singer, to warm you through the night, the latest album from Yusuf, who is back in the game after a long hiatus away from music. And Yusuf, thanks so much for taking some time to speak with us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Thinking about you, I could climb a mountain in the dark.
Up next, some watery baptism music, Southern style, in our Soundcheck Picks of the Week. And then our performance studio sees a big band, Tortoise, doing some post-rock. Stay with us.